everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, E.D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen. That just simply means, Ed, today I got an amazing, amazing overview today. We're going to talk about how to motivate team members in project management. Again, how to motivate team members. I got excited. I just started leaning back. How to motivate team members in project management. As you already know, I'm going to give you my foundation. Then I'm going to give you my three principles. First of all, foundation, motivation. I hear a lot of people tell me motivation doesn't work. Encouragement doesn't work. I love what Zig Ziglar said. He said, ladies, he was having a conversation with a lady that he had met. And she said, why are you not all excited? You're not jumping around and doing all that like I seen you do on stage. He was just like, yeah. She's like, well, you know, that's different. I mean, I'm in person. I can't be all loud and boisterous. I mean, it would create some weird, really weird energy around us. And you wouldn't probably talk to me. You probably think something is wrong with me. So say all that to say that a lot, what happens is when people think of motivation, they really don't think it works because they say, well, you know, I agree. Let me tell you why I agree. Because motivation is something that you can't do every now and again. It has to be something that is a learned routine behavior. So you can't give me props one day and then, let's say you give me props on day one and then I don't get props again from you till the end of the year. Yeah, I mean, that's not motivating the team. That's not motivating me. So you have to understand, family, that this has to be ongoing. I mean, it's something similar to, you know, they like motivation doesn't work. Well, if you don't take a bath or a shower, then that won't work either. I'll wait because I know that man went over some people's heads. So I'll wait. But the point I'm trying to make, family, on a serious note is that it's important that you make sure you are motivating your team. I mean, I've watched so many, and I think the reason why this is a touchy subject for me is because I've watched how project managers have been so more concerned, which they should, of the output that they forget the people that are providing them the output to make the project, you know, run successfully, to make sure that it looks successful and that it was actually executing like and doing everything that it was supposed to do. And as a project manager, you have to appreciate that. And if you don't appreciate it, first of all, that team member or those team members are not going to want to work with you again. And if they work with you again, they're going to make it hard for you to lead that project effectively and efficiently. So I think I'm going to keep saying it's important. Each and every time you have an opportunity to uplift your teammates, you should be doing it, or your project team, you should be doing it. So let's look through three of my principles and my framework. So when you're able to motivate your teammates, or excuse me, your project team members, there's a potential that you could provide them with opportunities. Like, well, what do you mean by that? When you work with, since the team does not report to you, a lot of times what happened is their managers will come to you and say, hey, I'm just curious, how did John really work with you on this project? How was his interaction? How was his attitude? How was his, you know, how was he executing on the deliverables you were asking? Like, overall, could you really walk me through that? And by making sure you're keeping notes on the amazing things that your team is doing for you, and really, in so many words, really making you look good, you want to make sure you give that, you want to reciprocate that back. And by reciprocating that back is being, you know, of course, being transparent and honest. Man, John is amazing. I would love him for future projects, and just really giving that real feedback to that manager. And that could potentially create an opportunity for that resource for John. He could go on and, who knows, lead a whole team if he wasn't, or get promoted, or, you know, get a financial raise, because they're like, man, we don't want to lose this guy. He's the second project manager that's told me that John is a really amazing resource. So, family, you have to be able to want to give the proper feedback to encourage that resource, to create opportunities for that resource down the line. My second point is collaboration. Encourage collaboration. Collaboration. Yeah, collaboration. So being able to encourage collaboration when you're trying to motivate a team is key. Listen, I know a lot of people say they collaborate. They lie. And the reason why I know that they're lying is because you can tell when someone is not, you could tell when a team is not collaborating, is because this team over here will have the majority of the answers and not sharing with the other team. I know it's childish, but this is the world we're in. And so being able to create an environment, and see, that a lot of that is, that lies on the project manager, being able to create that environment that encourages that collaboration. How do you create that environment? You create that environment by first you being vulnerable of providing ideals and solutions that potentially can get shot down or discredited or discarded, so they can see, like, well, dang, if he can do it and he handles it well, why not me? And you protect them of when they're providing, where they're coming up with ideas to collaborate, and if someone comes with a negative, or, you know, not challenging it in an ethical and a positive mindset way, then yeah, then you back them up. You support your resource because you want to let them know, I got your back when it comes to this collaboration thing here, because I want to make sure we're exchanging information, as they will say, across the aisles. Okay, let's get into point number three. Like I mentioned before, I really believe it's on that project manager to create that environment, to have that healthy dialogue of encourage of having collaboration. And with that, is leads me to my point number three, of by expanding on that, of saying having a healthy work environment is huge. I mean, it is huge in order to have the success on the project and to motivate your team the way that it needs to be. When you have when you work in a healthy work environment, well, first you need to see what it feels. No, I don't even want to wish that on you. But if you've ever worked in a toxic work environment and you transition to a healthy one, it's like night and day. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, okay, I didn't know that you guys actually support each other. You guys make sure that you guys are not blindsided, that you guys are making sure that you're exchanging information. So you're just seeing that, you're like, wow, this is an amazing, like, I wouldn't have never. So when you get in a healthy work environment, and it starts at the top, it starts with leadership pushing that down, and project managers ensuring that they're creating that space that is going to be required for having that healthy environment that allows people to be vulnerable, and that allows your team to have conflict with each other. Because if you guys heard from my other videos, all conflict is not bad. Healthy debate on why we shouldn't be doing something or why we should be doing something really motivates the team, and allowing their ideals to fruition. What I used to do is I used to have a project I created a survey. I don't want to really say a survey, but so it was like a Dropbox, anonymous. So you write on the piece of paper to say, hey, let's say you was like, on this project, I would really like to have more communication across the cross-functional, every day instead of three times a week. So we take that person's idea, we vote on it collectively on the team. Hey guys, we just got this idea on. If the person wants to speak on it, they can, but if not, it's anonymous and we'll keep it that way. And we just take it from there and see if it's something we want to apply to the project or not. So being able to have that little box, it does two things. First of all, people have so many ideas. Your project team is full of ideas. You'll be shocked. It's just the environment is not created for them to be able to explore those ideas, especially on the project, to have their success. So that's why, like I said, I created that box to allow them to drop those ideas on. And every Friday we would pull from that box to see, hey, we got 10 ideas in to support the project, to make it run better, to make it be more efficient, and hopefully to have the success that we're all looking for. So again, family, the last and final point was having a healthy work environment. I hope you enjoyed today's content. This is your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.